You're listening to the White Hot Magazine of Contemporary Art podcast with your host, Noah Becker. Follow us on the web at whitehotmagazine.com, on Instagram at White Hot Magazine, and follow Noah Becker at New York Becker on Instagram. Hope everybody's having a wonderful early April. Here's a montage of Werner Herzog and his observations and thoughts on various things. I saw Grizzly Man and I followed his career early on. I think he's a very interesting thinker, and I think it's important that we listen to some of his observations, which are at times hilarious as well as enlightening. Here on the White Hot Magazine Art World Podcast, I'm Noah Becker.
It's like death staring at you when you look at a camera. We are not garbage collectors. We are filmmakers. Just hit and run and get away with film.
Now we test him. How do you feel about the high salaries of today's baseball players?
Something is looming over this city. This city that will soon be laid waste by war. Now it is still alive, biding its time. Nobody has yet begun to suspect the impending doom.
I mean, right now, we can't even get one person to Mars, so clearly...
I would come along. I wouldn't have a problem.
Have the monks stopped meditating? They all seem to be tweeting. These are my suitcase Susies, who will use their beauty and free giveaways to make sure our drug is prescribed. We scoop them up by the sorority.
It's like a curse weighing on an entire landscape. And whoever goes too deep into this has his share of that curse. So we are cursed with what we are doing here. It's a land that God, if he exists, has created in anger. It's the only land where creation is unfinished yet. Taking a close look at what's around us, there is some sort of a harmony. It is the harmony of overwhelming and collective murder. And we, in comparison to the articulate vileness and baseness and obscenity of all this jungle, we, in comparison to that enormous articulation, we only sound and look like badly pronounced and half-finished sentences out of a stupid suburban novel, a cheap novel. And we have to become humble in front of this overwhelming misery and overwhelming fornication, overwhelming growth and overwhelming lack of order. Even the stars up here in the sky look like a mess.
I am not Willy Wonka.
No, you're Augustus Gloop, the fat German boy.
Yeah, it is true, I am Gloop. Being stuck in that tube changed me in so many ways. Gentlemen, we have been doing a lot of funny things today, but now I must be scary.
The enormity of their flat brain, the enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look a chicken in the eye with great intensity. And the intensity of stupidity that is looking back at you is just amazing.
And even if he did, he wouldn't comprehend them. I've dwelt among the humans. Their entire culture is built around their penises. It's funny to say they are small. It's funny to say they are big. I've been at parties where humans have held bottles, pencils, thermoses in front of themselves and called out, "Hey, look at me, I'm Mr. So-and-so Dick. I've got such and such for a penis." I never saw it fail to get a laugh.
Is there such thing as insanity among penguins? I try to avoid a definition of insanity or derangement. I don't mean that a penguin might believe he or she is Lenin or Napoleon Bonaparte.
But could they just go crazy because they've had enough of their colony?
As always, the frisbee is the mirror to the soul.
Here I differ with Treadwell. He seemed to ignore the fact that in nature there are predators. I believe the common denominator of the universe is not harmony, but chaos, hostility, and murder.
If you switch on television, it's just ridiculous and it's destructive. It kills us, and talk shows will kill us. They kill our language. So we have to declare holy war against what we see every single day on television, commercials, and I think there should be real war against commercials, real war against talk shows, real war against Bonanza and Rawhide or all these things.
Mr. Hottenhofer, there's a mob outside.
An angry mob?
No, a cheerful mob.
I'd like to have just one day when I don't put a gun to my head.
The rules for the humans are: do not disturb or hold up the penguin. Stand still and let him go on his way. And here he is heading off into the interior of the vast continent. With 5,000 kilometers ahead of him, he's heading towards certain death.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And what haunts me is that in all the faces of all the bears that Treadwell ever filmed, I discover no kinship, no understanding, no mercy. I see only the overwhelming indifference of nature. To me, there is no such thing as a secret world of the bears, and this blank stare speaks only of a half-bored interest in food.
And if you are a fat little boy in a chocolate factory, never try to drink from the river. The tube. My God, every night I see the tube.
This interview is somewhat successful in that you were not shot. So there have been moments where it didn't go all that well for you on the interview front. Tell us that story, if you would.
Well, during a BBC interview, I was shot on camera while I was out near Lookout Mountain, and it was some sort of equivalent to road rage. And I was shot, and I had a leather jacket and a catalog inside, and it was not such a serious bullet anyway. It was probably only a small caliber rifle or a high-powered air rifle. So I was only slightly wounded, and I didn't even realize what had happened. I thought the camera had exploded and something had hit and burnt me. And I only realized when I see the sound man ducking and hitting the ground, and then part of the crew fled.
Was anyone ever apprehended?
No, I didn't want to have police called, because when you report to police you have been shot at by a man with a rifle, they send out a helicopter and a SWAT team. They would have overreacted. And I thought this was not a serious bullet. This is part of the folklore out of here. This is something we can laugh about it later on. And we laughed a lot. and I've been shot at with much more serious bullets before in my life. And
What I'm trying to say, it's something very exhilarating for a man to be shot at with little success.
Yes. That was incredible. You're incredible. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me.